Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy. And your plants do too.
Aw,
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What'd it do? Boom.
Let's get some cheers to 2022 and resolutions you can actually keep.
All right.
How about having clean and shiny balls all year round?
Ooh. Hey, we did it during 2021. Let's do it in 2022.
Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop into 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code K100, that's K100, for 20% off plus free shipping. Now, our friends at Manscaped are great. It's a new year, new me with the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming. This year, take your package to the next level with the Performance Package 4.0 and brand new Ultra Premium Body Wash. I got my body wash in the mail the other day. I use it. It's a great body wash.
Love that stuff.
Yeah, inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim your hair on loose skin. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks in your delicate nuts. It also comes equipped with a 4,000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2022 looks to be. I've been using this in the shower. It's fantastic in the shower, by the way. It's a shaver you can use in the shower. And a grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserve and Crop Reviver before showing off your 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smallest parts of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in their Shed Travel Bag and anti-chafing boxer briefs as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. And the new product that needs no introduction, the Ultra Premium Body Wash from Manscaped, I use it every day, solves all three for the perfect addition to your daily grooming routine. But in the shower, I shower every day and hope you do too. This body wash smells great. It's cologne infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. So kick discomfort and poor hygiene to the curb this year I'm sure a lot of our fans could probably take that advice and use the best tools for the job. Whether your resolution is to work out more or travel to new places, be sure to travel to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer of 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. That's 20% off of free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, K100. It's a new year, no pubes in 2022 with Manscaped.
Yo, straight up, this is a product all three of us use, and I love the way that they started just with the manscaping, you know, with shaving in your nether regions, and then they got nose hair clippers, they got body wash, they got the leather bag, which is very nice, the boxing briefs, which are very comfortable, it has a light on it, so you can even use it in the dark. It's very aerodynamic, the way you hold it. It's incredible, bro. And the great thing about this is you can use it for your hair, you can use it for your face, you can use it under your arms. Women can use it because everybody shaves except German women, nothing.
Right.
And it's just a great product, you know. So keep yourself clean, keep yourself groomed. That's what, you know, the opposite sex likes. And check it out at Manscaped. Boom. I'm going to listen, but throw me a little tidbits just to like...
Oh, there's so much. He's like...
The ones that you remember the most.
Well, he's worked with... He's like one of the most top experts in the field. Twitter just kicked him off.
Right.
You know? And, he goes into everything. Just talking about... everything's like... There's nothing in there that's like you can't verify, right? And like the main one is just he brought back up again just talking about how they report COVID deaths.
Mm-hmm.
How hospitals were incentivized and stuff for thing, and how people, people die in car crashes, and they have with COVID turned out to be died of COVID, and they reported that, that's one thing.
How are they incentivized though? Like, is it they
$3,000 for a COVID patient? If you can say somebody has COVID, right? So they're testing everybody, trying to get to $3,000, and it was like $30,000 if they go in the ICU or if they go on a ventilator or for death or something. And he was talking about how hospital administrators have kind of like been one of the driving forces behind early treatment because hospitals are incentivized by treating COVID patients, and if COVID patients can get treated at home, they don't go to the hospital.
Right.
It's like his whole thing is like follow the money, and it like makes such perfect sense. Like all these things, and like how the spike protein, in the vaccine that's in the virus and everything. He says the spike protein is the thing that's causing everything. He goes, that's why people vaccinated are getting COVID. That's why people that have COVID have COVID. That's why unvaccinated. It's this spike protein. And it says like he's talking about the vaccines just don't really do much for that. They lessen severity and stuff, everything and all that. But this is another fascinating thing. Okay, the WHO even responded to this. Okay, they said, bro, there's like 28-30% prevalence still of Delta, right? The Delta variant.
Right.
Bro, there's not been a recorded death of Omicron on the planet Earth yet. Like nobody has died from Omicron. That's how mild it is.
I thought I saw that the first two people have been.
They said now they're going to look.
Not that I believe it.
He said nope. He said that was just like that same thing when you heard that story when ivermectin supposedly was flooding hospitals, right? Ivermectin, and somebody actually called the hospital and said, "Wait, so this isn't true." He said that thing is also like not true. Just, nobody's had it.
And let's just say if it was true, that's still two with a very highly contagious.
Yeah. Compared to what we've been dealing with,
right?
Like 500,000 people right. die. It's like two. I'm in the middle of it, like 2 hours in. It's just, it's complete education.
Right.
It's like the guy's very intelligent, very simple the way he describes things. It's just like he's talking about. Early treatments have been suppressed. Everybody's all in on the vaccine. Follow the money. There's so many people on board.
Rogan would make a killing if he did like debate type shows, like, you know, like Bill Maher does, or like back in the day they used to do like on PBS, you know, Counterpoint.
Well, he can't get the people, the COVID people, to debate this.
Is the McLaughlin report?
He can't get the people on to debate people. That's just telling you everything you need to know.
Right.
You have people that are willing to debate. They're getting literally kicked off Twitter. Right. And then you have people that won't debate that are supporting the people getting kicked off Twitter that want to debate them.
Did he
and
get
it's just a simple like you know concept?
What
you
was the specific tweet that got him kicked off, or was it just a collection?
He doesn't know because they didn't give him a thing. He's trying to figure it out. But just listen to it. It's just a fascinating listen. Mm-hmm. So it's like when Peter McCullough was on. This guy's even better than Peter McCullough.
Mm.
You know, like he's telling you all the science, how the vaccines work, how they don't work, how this is the most fascinating study, right? So in Israel, okay, they're you know now Israel, but bro, he should change the name of it to Fisrael, okay? Because the Pfizer vaccine is the only vaccine that they have a vested interest, the Israel government with Pfizer, they have a deal with them, okay?
Right.
And they're on like their fourth booster,
right?
Okay, and they're showing like more mortality rates, you know, death rates, and hospitalization rates, and the thing is, bro, that entire region, the Israelis are all vaccinated with multiple triple booster. But the Palestinians don't have the vaccine, okay? Like because they're thinking, hey, bro, there's way less hospitalizations, death, and everything. It's like you've got a case study of people living together side by side. And it's like the Palestinians are not showing, like the Israelis are quadruple boosted,
right?
Or double boosted, right. And getting sick. It's a and the Palestinians are not.
Is that herd immunity then?
Or whatever what it is, or the vaccines. Because of the spike protein, it's kind of like drawing in the virus. It's like, you know, like, you know, like, right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, yeah. I don't know. But as I said, like the hospitalization rates are lower. I mean, the vaccine does work like that.
Right.
You know, he is right about that. But like the unvaccinated and naturally, he says there's studies. There's 140 studies out there. Okay. Peer reviewed, everything that say natural immunity is better than the vaccine.
Right.
Right.
Like tons of them. And you just don't want to.
Well, that's how it's always been.
Yeah, been saying that since the beginning.
And his whole thing is farming.
What, like
all
of a sudden, what a coincidence. In 3 years, we've had three viruses. In my 50 years before living here, we had none.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
It's like, what were we getting sick of before?
Something's going on, right?
Yeah.
Something's fucking going on, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a great listen, bro. I'm in the middle of it. It's fantastic.
All right. So, you know, K100 talks this week. Basically, what happened was after I watched the CM Punk interview on Dynamite this Wednesday, if you listen to our roundtable on Patreon, one of the things that I said was I was always a humongous CM Punk fan. You know, I loved his pipe. I loved his promos in ROH, but I especially loved the pipe bombs he had in WWE. And I understand that to do a lot of those type of promos, you're channeling like some inner anger that's probably not there anymore, but you can still manufacture the shit. You know, I come back to see him hit good promos and I see like this watered down version of what he was. And that night I just went down this rabbit hole and I was watching like old Attitude Era stuff, you know, and I was starting to compare like the Attitude Era to this era. And here's a couple things that I'm going to bring up, and a lot of them you've been saying, Disco, before, but, you know, it's just so first off, we were going head-to-head, everybody knows this, against WWE, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they were hot. Okay, these guys aren't even doing it with them when they're not hot, all right? Then I started to look at the characters, and I was like, Hall, Nash, the NWO, Goldberg, Rock, Austin, DX. Bro, there's nobody like that in any company right now. Maybe Roman's the closest thing to somebody like kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody, absolutely nobody, and I'm including all the guys I just mentioned, that can cut promos like the guys back then. Hall, Nash, Rock. Bro, you could go to ECW. Who cuts promos like Raven, like Foley, like New Jack? And take out the bad words. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cornette. Nobody, bro. You can't even compare it. You really can't. And to me, it's like the Attitude Era. That's what we grew up with, you know? And this is kind of like the Nerd Era, which is cool. That's the backbone of the industry. But I just don't see where you can compare the two.
The one thing that you notice okay, when you watch the shows, is the crowd reactions during the matches and the promos. Bro, the wrestlers back, The Rock, Austin, they would send the crowds into a frenzy. Like, people just going crazy, cheer, like when your team scores a, like, an inside the park home run in baseball or a late thing, you know, like that type of emotion. The crowd responses today are very controlled. Like, guys will do a spot, then you'll see the crowd respectfully applaud like this, and they'll clap, you know, like, so, you know, when there's a time for a chant, they'll be like, they'll all chant together, "This is awesome." Mm-hmm. Like, this, like, there's no like emotional release from fans. They sit there, they're like critics, they applaud the spots, they something. Bro, the crowds back then just went crazy. Like, we used to, like, you know,
At a football game,
I would cut a promo on you before the match. Okay, you would cut a promo on me. It'd be heel versus baby. I'd be beating you up. I'd be dancing. They'd boo. Right, everything, and you would come back, and on your comeback, you'd punch me, and the crowd would be going, "Woo, woo, woo!" You know, like they're invested in the storyline of the good guy finally getting comeuppance on the bad guy and beating him up,
right?
You know, and they're reminiscing. These days, like this audience, like, they've become so smart that, like, they think they know so much about the work, and, like, they watch it, and they're like, "Oh, that was very creative and artistic," and they'll, like, applaud the art, they'll mm-hmm, applaud the thing mm-hmm. that. Bro, nobody's right. emotionally invested, because these guys are like, there's nothing to get emotionally invested in. They don't cut promos to get you really, like, to care about whether they win or lose or not. Like, all the promos today are just kind of like window dressing for the fact that, like, okay, hey, these guys are going to have a good match. How many stars are going to get? And that's the way these fans watch the show.
And here's another thing. You look at two guys from our era that are still around, Chris Jericho, Heyman. They still, their ability to manipulate a crowd, or the fact that both companies use stars from, you know, the Attitude Era to draw interest in ratings. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Yeah. And these are guys from over 25 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, think about
what's that
Sting.
Telling you?
Sting still prominently featured.
Here's what it's telling you. It's telling you half the audience is, like, over 52 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, literally, like, half the audience, there's a lot of people that remember the people from 25 years ago.
Yeah, but because I always read that's the audience, but I never really see that in the crowd.
No,
it's not like really an older audience.
Because they won't go to these. Because, bro, the older audience went to the shows when the fans were that crazy.
They watch it at home.
They go to the show now and they see the way the fans. They don't want to watch it. Like, you want to go. Do you want to look at that crowd? Like, bro, I remember that the high school football team would be in the crowd. They, you know,
right.
Playboy models would be in the crowd. Hot right. chick strippers, you know, Hooters right. girls would be there. You know, so. You look at the crowd today, and it's like they're kind of just, like you said, it's a nerd culture, but it's visually a nerd crowd.
Right.
They're all got black T-shirts on. They're all kind of like
right, purple
got
hair,
glasses,
piercing.
Yeah, they all clap and stuff. And they're all, yeah. And it's
got
like,
a book
why
bag.
would you want to go and sit with those people to watch these shows?
Yeah.
Well, that could be
part
of
kind of,
it. Yeah.
It's, if it is nerd, this, you're right. They're drawing nerd culture. And it's like a lot of people just are not nerdy enough to go watch these shows live with them.
And everybody
you know?
In the crowd's got a title belt. Everyone carries a belt. You know?
Everybody carries a belt.
Well, that's funny coming from you that you took a picture with. Who was it? With
I had the Ric Flair World Belt when I saw Conrad and Eric. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just did that for my for my dad though to have a cool picture. You know. So.
I kind of wonder what type of fans listen. I wonder if the wrestling fans, like the not nerd culture fans, if these people are just kind of like the people now that just maybe they just watch the they
YouTube
just listen to the podcast
or
now.
Listen to the podcast. Yeah, a lot of our listeners
listen to Eric Bischoff, right. They listen to Kurt Angle, you know, stuff like and like they don't really watch the show. Like there's people that tell us like,
yeah,
hey, I don't
they
watch
just want to hear they and they tell me that too. They just want to hear old stories, you know,
yeah,
or they want to hear like us, if they'll watch the shows. If we endorse stuff,
right?
You know, say like they'll listen. They're not about watching. They'll listen to us talk about the shows and say, "Oh, that sounds good. Maybe I'll watch it because we endorsed it."
Right?
You know, so it's like, you know,
I'm asking for the people that are listening to K100 Talks. Who are the cool characters nowadays that you can compare to the NWO and Hall and Nash and Rock? Where are they? Who are we missing? Because I don't see them.
Yeah, I mean, let's. You know? If we tried to list them, is there anyone you could say like MJF? You know, Brian, you know, but Brian, Daniel Bryan, yeah.
Daniel Bryan is not cool.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan is like, he's a very, he is like part of the nerd culture, but he's a great performer.
Well, where would he be in 1997 like, or 98? Where would Bryan?
He would have been just a cruiserweight
champion, you know, or something.
He would have
like
wrestled
Dean
Malenko, Jared. He would have
been the cruiserweight
the
division.
Yeah.
Cruiserweight division. Yeah. And he would have been a good guy that has good, he would have been the guy that like a lot of the guys want to go work with because you know he has a good match, but you know you're not going to draw any money with him because he's not that, he wouldn't be that much over because he wouldn't get the mic time, he wouldn't get, you know, that's what he would be, you know?
And in the Attitude Era,
elevated,
you had so many guys that could, conceivably be like, oh, Goldberg's champion. Here's 10 guys he could feud with in the next year, you know? Right now, I think WWE's biggest problem is I don't see anyone coming up or on the roster or whatever that you could conceivably think, oh, he's going to be a big challenger for Reigns. Reigns is so far elevated above everyone else that his matches are almost, they're a foregone conclusions. We've said that on the show. You knew he was going to beat Owens. You knew he was going to beat Bryan. You knew he was going to beat, whoever.
Yeah, but I saw a guy like Cross as a guy that could fight him.
Yeah, so did I.
And he just got rid of him, you know? So it's kind of weird. Like, you know, like you said, there are few and far between. Like this Bron Breakker guy might be a guy that can fight him. You know, Steiner's kid.
Yeah.
You know, but he's still kind of green, you know. Yeah. So
what happened
with
Samoa Joe? That would have been a great fight.
Yeah.
They never really trust. I don't know with trust or whatever, but they only used him as fodder for guys that were above him.
Joe's the man, bro. That would have been a great match. He's believable. He can cut a promo, and he gives fucking great matches. I don't know what, you know. Very weird. Okay, so anyways, if you guys got anybody that, if we missed anything here, any comments, make sure that you send them to where's the letters, Joe? K100Questions?
K100Questions@gmail.com, yeah.
@gmail.com. All right, everybody, have a happy new year. Glenn, Joe, have a happy new year.
All right, peace, guys.
Peace.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.